ಓಂ ಸಹನಾವವತು ಸಹನೌ ಭುನಕ್ತು ಸಹವೀರ್ಯಂಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ. We have covered up to the, so we are seeing the Panchabhuta Viveka in this Panchabhuta Viveka Prakaranam. And I said in the previous verse, previous chapter, which you have covered already, Brahman as the pure consciousness was discussed, and here Brahman as a pure existence is going to be brought to light. So here Panchabhuta Vivekaha means the analytical and thorough analysis of the five elements. Because the matter, the one power, one matter is obtaining in the form of five elements. Then in the form of five elementals. So the elementals, which are the products of the elements, and the elements themselves. So elements and the elementals are all ultimately, they have to be reduced to one power, one Shakti, one matter. And the Shakti has to be reduced to the Shakti of the reality. Power of the reality. So he panchakosha viveka, pancha bhuta viveka, the analysis of the elements is not for understanding actually the elements themselves. Through the analysis of the elements, by understanding what these elements are, actually are going to arrive at the absolute reality, the ultimate truth, Brahman, in terms of pure existence. What each element is? If we know what each element is, we will know what elementals are. And if we know what elementals are, we will know what this Jagat is. You have to say, just as ocean is nothing but water, how you say? Similarly, the whole prapancha, panchabhautikaha prapancha, this prapancha is also nothing but Brahman. You have to arrive at it. That is the aim of this whole chapter. Therefore, we have seen already, when you understand Brahman as the reality of the universe, and the universe as the karyam, the effect, then naturally Brahman obtains, just as every cause obtains in the form of existence of the effect. You understand easily. In what form does cause obtain in any effect? If you say cause, there must be some form. Look at this very carefully. Listen. There must be some form in which the cause should obtain in an effect. What is the form in which the cause obtains in an effect? If you search for that, what is the form the cause has in every effect? You can't look at every form as an effect. If you take the ornament, for example, chain or bangle or ring or anything, any ornament, in every ornament is what? What is a chain is a one form. What is a bangle is another form. What is a ring is another form. What is an earring is another form. What is a nose ring is another form. So different forms are there. So each form is an effect. Each form is an effect. And the cause of this each form, without which this form cannot exist at all, is the gold. Now, we understand form, every form is an effect. What is that form in which the cause obtains in every form, in every effect? What is the form in which the cause obtains? Cause obtains in the form of an effect, it's okay. But what is that form? The cause obtains in every form, every effect. In the form called a bangle, in an effect called a bangle, in what form does the cause gold obtain? In the form, the effect called a chain, in what form does the gold obtain? If you ask, definitely you'll get an answer. The cause, the gold, obtains in the form of existence in every effect, in every form. I mean, existence only. Therefore, existence in along with every form and name, you see the existence. That existence is what now cause obtains in the form of existence of an effect. In the same way here also, if you extend the same logic to this whole jagat, the whole creation can be looked upon as one big form, indicated by the name creation, universe, cosmos, prapanchaha, jagat. And in this namarupatmakam jagat also, we say jagat is, means jagat exists. And in what form does Brahman, the cause of the universe, obtain? Brahman obtains in the form of existence of this universe. Therefore, every time when you say jagat asti, Brahma asti. Jagat asti means Brahma asti. Jagat is means Brahman is. Brahman alone is in the form of the universe. The Brahman obtains in the form of existence of the universe. Therefore, every time you are experiencing the universe, you are experiencing Brahman in the form of existence. And that Brahman experience in the form of existence of the universe is what now Brahman experienced in the form of existence with the Nama Rupa is Jagat. What is this Jagat? The entire universe consisting of these elementals, innumerable countless forms and names, indicated by innumerable countless words, all the elements and the elementals, which are nothing but Brahman in the form of existence. Brahman with the Nama Rupa is this Jagat. The pure existence with the Nama Rupa, nothing but Jagat, which is Sagunam Brahma, which is Ishvara. The whole Jagat is Ishvara, we say. And so here, but we need to understand what is that Brahman obtaining of existence of the universe, that without Nama Rupa, we can say pure existence, and which has been discovered only as the pure consciousness, not as an object, but as one's own Swarupam. That is a different thing. So here, therefore, we have to see how Brahman alone is in the form of existence of everything, for which the Panchakosha Viveka is presented here. We covered some verses until the 7th verse. And here, after the elements, we were seeing the elementals, and there again, how the universe is here. We saw elements, then the elementals. What are the elementals here? Elementals are the Indriyani, Indriya Vishayaha, finished. Indriyani, Indriya Vishayaha constitute what? Elementals. Indriyani means Karmendriyani, Jnanendriyani, Pancha Pranaha, then we can say Manaha, 11 factors. We leave the Paranas here for time being. So Indriyani, Karmendriyani, Jnanendriyani, Antakarnam, 11 factors. Then we have Indriya Vishayaha. Indriyani, Indriya Vishayaha together constitute the elemental universe. This is nice way of understanding the universe. This is another way of understanding Jagat. What is this Jagat? What are you seeing here? Indriyani, Pancha Karmendriyani, Pancha Jnanendriyani, Antakaranam, total 11, plus Indriya Vishayaha, objects of organs, sense organs. Together constitute the Jagat. Therefore, and we are seeing, not only Indriyani, and here we are, this is the only textbook where it is made very clear what about the Golakam. Not only Indriyam, every Indriyam is subtle, is also Golakam. And the Golakam belongs to the physical body, Indriyam belongs to subtle, Sukshma. Now we have seen up to the 7th verse, and let us go to the 8th verse now. Kadachit pihite karne, kadachit pihite karne, shruyate shabda antaraha, shruyate shabda antaraha, pranavayo jataragnau, jalapane namak bakshane. Pranavayau jataragnau jalapanena bhakshane vyajyante hyantara sparsha maline chantaram tamaha udgare rasagandhau cheti. Let me repeat it slowly. Kadachit pihite karne, shruyate shabda antaraha. In the previous verse we saw the karnadi golakastam tachabdadi grahakam kramat. Therefore, each sense power has its own corresponding object which is capable of perceiving. Now, because the sense powers are there which serve as means of knowledge. So what is the proof of sense powers? The sense powers cannot be perceived. I'm talking about the 7th verse, okay? Before going to 8th verse, let me tell you this 7th verse. Karnadi golakastham tachabdadi grahakam kramat saukshmyat karyanameyam tat prayo dhaved bahirmukham. See, there are sense powers. From here I had to start. There are sense powers. But these sense powers are different from what? Golakams. Golakani are different from the sense powers. Sense powers are different from the Golakams. It's very nice. We have to be convinced at the very first level. Before going to any further, be convinced. Not only the external world, which is object of perception, which is available for the perception, here we have our own gross physical body, which is also what? Like any other object in the world, our physical body is also available for objectification. Our physical body is also what? An object of knowledge. And this is a sthula shariram. It's a gross body. It's okay. And here in this gross body, we have certain physical parts. And where this subtle powers which are distinct from that gross body are located. That's why you can say there is eyes. We have two eyes with the two eyelids, two eyeballs, and this is a physical body. But still in this particular part alone, we have something called seeing power. So the location where the seeing power obtains is called Golakam. So this is a Netra Golakam. And Netra Golakam, Netra Indriyam. Chakshu Golakam, Chakshur Indriyam. We have to separate it. Chakshur Golakam in what now? Eyeball, eyelids, etc. Netra Golakam. There we have Chakshur Indriyam. Subtle power. In the same way we have in the ears, eardrums are Golakam. In that eardrums, which form part of the physical body, there obtains the indriyam, the hearing power, shrotra indriyam. Similarly, we have this nose. This is the nostrils. The nose is again a physical part, which is a golakam. There obtains the ghrana indriyam. So also the tongue, which is a golakam, the physical tongue, we all can do, no, really. The physical tongue is a golakam. Rasana Golakam, but still there obtains the Rasana Indriyam. So Golakam, Indriyam, Veda must be very clear. So skin is a Golakam. In the skin obtains the power of touch, which is an Indriyam. So Indriyani are imperceptible, Golakani are perceptible. Isn't it? But even the skin you can perceive. The nose, your nose you cannot perceive. Because it is in the place that you are, you need a speck, you need a mirror to reflect, isn't it? Tongue also you cannot perceive. You can say, but still you cannot see it. What I'm saying, even the Golakani, all the Golakani are not easily perceivable. You can only understand, okay, ear lobes you can touch. But what about the ear drums? Do you perceive? No. So, even the Golakani, even though Golakani form part of the physical body, they're also not available for perception for you. Again, you can understand. But the skin you can see, you can also touch, isn't it? So here like this, we have Pancha Golakani. They all form part of the gross physical external body, which is an object of knowledge, object of perception. But here the question comes, there are subtle powers called Indriyani, Saukshmyate, Sukshma Indriyani. Due to their subtleness, they are not subtle powers which serve as instruments of knowledge are not available for sense perception. They are not available, no, they serve as instruments of perception, but they are not themselves perceptible. So because they serve as instruments of perception, we can understand their existence. They can infer their existence. Because the sense powers serve as instruments of perception, we infer their existence, but they cannot be perceived through sense organs, isn't it? They are not available for what's perception. Therefore, they are very subtle. But they are distinct from the gross body. And they are also what? Elementals only. Not only the objects, external objects, gross object or body, also sense powers, existence of which can be inferred because through this act function as instruments of perception, also not perceptible, but still they're also what? Actually, they're also elementals only, Indriyani. Now we are talking about understanding the elementals, so Indriyani. So Anumeyam, we can infer their existence. They are there. Why they are there? Because they are there. There's something called perception takes place, and they are distinct from the definitely gross physical body. Kadachit pihite karn. Let us see the next one. Kadachit pihite karne shruyate shabda antaraha. Now, not only the external sound, there is also sound inside the stomach, may caused by our intestines. When you are kadachit pihite karne, kadachit pihite karne shruyate shabda antaraha pranavayau jataragnau jalapanena bhakshane vyajyante. He says kadachit, sometimes. Pihite karne, karne pihite, when the ear is closed, karne pihite, when the ear is closed, antaraha shabdaha shruyate, the internal noise is heard. There's no external noise, isn't it? Karne pihite, when the ear is closed, pihite, kadachite, you do not hear any external sounds, external noise. But still you hear some other sound. What is that sound? It is not external sound heard through your power of hearing when the ears are closed. But he says, shabd anyaha antaraha shabdaha shruyate. It is not external sound, but the internal sound is heard. Internal sound is heard, not external, but internal sound is heard. And that is because of what? Internal sound is heard because of the power of hearing. Okay? The power of hearing, even when you close your ears, both the ears, then you cannot hear the external sound, but still internal antaraha shabdaha shruyate, internal sound is heard. You may have to bear with these lessons, okay? To take you slowly. Antaraha shabdaha shruyate, internal sound is heard, that is because of the power of hearing you have. Not only that, pranavayo, you also hear the pranavayo, jataragno, jalapane, annabhakshane. Then the pranavayo means what? You also hear the sound of the, you can hear the very, very subtle sound of your own breathing. Is it? Your own breathing you can hear, pranavayo. Then jataragno. Jataragno, now it is called sounds caused by the intestines. Jataragni means fire obtaining in your own stomach. That's not actually fire. It's called the hunger in the fire. Say the hunger is also called fire here, which is there in your jataragni. Jatara means in your stomach. In your stomach also, when your stomach is empty, then naturally there's hunger, appetite is there. Then intestines cause some noise. That's called what now? Jataragni. Jataragni means digestive fire also. There, you can hear. Jataragno. Jalapane. When you hear the, when you drink water also, actually speaking, whenever you drink water, you hear some sound. Suppose people, in Indian's way of drinking, okay, you have to take this cup and drink like this. Drink like this. If you drink, if you sip, you can't make out. The cup goes to the lip, you can't hear any sound. Okay. This is very Indian style. People have to learn to drink, how to drink, you know. Otherwise, they can't hear. Therefore, jalapane tata anna bhakshane. When you eat also, kadakmada, sometimes when you eat something murukana seeda, if you eat anna bhakshana, not like the soft rice. Sometimes you eat, then there will be some sort of a noise. Even otherwise, if you are chewing, means definitely there will be some sort of noise. Even murungakkai, if you are chewing, definitely there will be some noise. Anna pane, anna jala pane, anna bhakshane, pranavayo, jataragno. Then kadachitte, antara shabdaha shruyate. When you do all these things, you can hear this sound. No, vyajyante. Vyajyante. Okay, let's see the next word. Vyajyante hyantara sparshaha milane chantaram tamaha. Vyajyante hyantara sparshaha milane chantaram tamaha. Udgare rasagandhau cheti akshanamantara graha. So here, vyajyante antaraha sparshaha, vyajyam is, they are understood. We don't see them through physical eyes, but still we can understand this internal sounds happening. In the same way, milane, whenever you close your eyes also, antaram tamaha, you can say the internal darkness. Sometimes here he wants to say how even when your sense organs are closed, still you can, when you don't hear the, listen to the, hear the external noise, still you can hear the sounds, internal noise. When you eat, when you drink, when you know, when the intestines make noise because the jataragni, then also when you breathe, you hear sounds. And not only that, when you close your eyes also, and you can also feel the antaraha sparshaha, you can feel the internal touch. even the, you don't, outside nobody is touching you, but still you drink water, it goes straight. Now sometimes you can feel the touch inside also, which means that the power of touch is there. Similarly, milanecha antaram tamaha. Whenever you close your eyes also, you do not perceive external darkness. No, whenever you close your eyes, you do not perceive the external light or darkness, but still you can perceive the internal darkness, isn't it? You know there's nothing is there, this darkness you can experience. Close your eyes and see, you're experiencing what? Internal darkness. Which means, how is it possible? That is possible because of the power of seeing. Perception of internal darkness is possible because of the power of seeing. Isn't it? Then, Udgare Rasagandhav. The same way, Rasagandhav. Udgaraha means whenever you burp or something, what happens? You smell Rasagandhav. No? Chaiti Akshanam Antaragraha. Aksha means here sense power. Not only sense powers, here this is the proof for understanding the existence of subtle, imperceptible sense powers which serve as instruments of knowledge. Word Aksha means sense power. Akshanam Antaragraha. Antaragraha, internal, the perception is happening because of the sense powers. Therefore, you can understand the sense powers being there. So, these verses 8 and 9 only establish the existence of the subtle sense powers. Where do they establish? We always want to perceive everything through physical eyes. Only then we believe. If something is not available for sense perception, we will deny. No, there is no such thing called sense power at all. There only eyes are there. You have the eyeballs. No, we can see through the eyeballs. These many people argue, you know that. We have eyes are there. Eyeball is there. Eye lid is there. White part is there. We are able to see. They cannot understand. There is something called seeing subtle, imperceptible, subtle power which is not available for dissection, okay, operation or surgery, which is distinct from this golakam called eye. Without the golakam, sense power will be incapable of functioning. Sense power cannot function without the golakam. But because golakam is the location, isn't it? But a golakam without the sense power also is what? Useless. It cannot be. It is useful. It cannot function independently. The seeing cannot happen. The function of seeing is possible because of the power of this subtle power obtaining in the golakam. So the power of see. The without the golakam, sense powers will remain non-functional. Okay, therefore they need to be for the sense powers to be functional, they need the golakams. But the golakam without the sense power cannot be function as sense organ. That is why the sense power can be sense golakam can be removed and it can be fitted to another person who needs his, that's why eye bank. Well, because golakams can be removed. But indriyam cannot be, there's no indriyam bank. There's a golakam banks are available, isn't it? Eye bank is what? Golakam bank. All physical parts, whatever physical part can be removed and used, we can have bank. And we can have that, you can preserve it, we can use for other person. It can be, you know, like any kidney, heart, golakam, eye also, eye banks we have. But what about the indriyam? Indriyam cannot be preserved. Indriyam cannot be removed because indriyam is very, very subtle, not available for dissection perception. You know, if you suppose golakam can be operated and removed and fixed for other person, but indriyam cannot be removed because subtle. That's what antaragraha. But Indriyani are there. So the people argue. They do not understand subtle powers are different from the Golakams. They cannot have understand the Sukshma. Therefore, here this Upanishad, these verses establish the existence of the subtle powers which are distinct from the Golakani. And that is why he says these powers are not available for perception, because the powers are they only serve as instruments of perception of any other gross object. Therefore, but how do we understand? Even when these Golakani are closed, in terms of whether the either ear globes are closed, ears are closed, eyes are closed, the Golakani are closed, still we can understand the internally they are perceiving the internally available subtle four objects in terms of subtle sounds, the sounds obtaining in within. That's what he, even when the eyes are closed, you can experience the darkness because of the subtle power. So you smell yourself, Udgari Rasagandav Akshanam Antaragraha. Akshanam means what now? Actually, Akshav means sense power. Antaragraha means they are not only they are perceiving the external objects, they also capable of perceiving some which are very close, which are happening within the Golakams also. That's what is established here. Existence of the Indriyani are established here. Now, Panchoktya Danagamana. Panchoktya Danagamana. Visarganandaka Kriya. Panchoktya Danagamana. Visarganandaka Kriya. Krishi Vanijya Sevadya. Krishi Vanijya Sevadya. Panchasvantar Bhavantite. Panchasvantar Bhavantite. Krishi Vanijya Sevadya. Panchasvantar Bhavantite. So here, first, now having talked about the sense organs, now this textbook is moving on to Karmendriyani and the objects of actions. So here, panchokti, adana, gamana, visarga, anandakaha, kriyaha. The five actions are very, very, very well-known actions. Panchakriyaha. What are they? Vachanam, first panchukti. No, panchukti. You have to split the word there. Pancha plus ukti, panchokti. So pancha means five. Pancha what? Panchakriyaha. The word last word has been taken as with the pancha. Panchakriyaha. Pancha, the first word. Kriyaha, the last word in the first line. Take it together, get this in. Panchakriyaha means five actions. What are the panchakriyaha? They're very well known five actions, fivefold actions. Here, uktihi. Uktihi means speech, vachanam. Uktihi is equal to vachanam. Vachana means speech, speaking, the act of speaking. Then adanam. Adanam means holding. Danam, giving. Adanam, holding. For which use your... First, ukti stands for organ of speech. Then adanam, holding, stands for hands. Holding, throwing, everything. Okay. Then, gamanam stands for movement, going. means legs. Then visargaha means visarjanam, evacuation. Then anandakaha, reproduction. So kriyaha. So speaking, organ of speech, then hands, legs, excretory organs, then we have reproductive organ. We are going to see the names in the following verse. What are the Sanskrit names of those organs? So these five are the speaking, holding, going, coming, you know, moving, then excreting, then reproduction. They are the panchakriyaha, five actions. Then, so in this five actions, all our actions, whatever action we do, all our action come within these five only. There are how many types of actions we do? If we ask, you may say what all actions you may talk about hundreds and thousands and of actions you may mention, but all those actions you do come under the category of only these five. Okay, they are outside of the five. Pancha kriyaha are there, only fivefold actions. There's no fifth type of action. No, I'm just doing that and this. That must come under what now? Either it must come under the category of speaking or holding or moving or excreting or reproducing. Therefore, there's no fifth, sixth action. Whatever you do can be brought under the category of this five panchakriyaha only. So, the next sentence says, see, think was well, all very, very kindergarten lessons here. But still, every step you are made to think properly. Don't take it, undermine these lessons here. Okay, you have to become thorough here itself. Now, imagine we are now climbing on to the ladder. Okay, a staircase. We are in the fourth floor. Okay, five floors. We have five floors building, and there's no lift. Okay, there's no lift here. You have to climb these five floors. You have to go to the fifth floor in the room. And to go to the fifth floor, what do? No lift. Like some of our London, apartments. No lift here. And you have to climb only here. And you are in the ground floor. And now we are putting a step in the first staircase. No, the first step. Do you want to jump and leap? No, don't do that. Go step by step. And there you are requested to walk slowly, carefully. And you are asked to put every step. You have to put a step. This is called what? Really proper understanding. When you put your first step on the first step, foot on the first step, then what do you do? First you put one leg. Then you lift the next leg. Put the next leg also there. Then you put both your feet on the first step in the staircase. Then you are stable. You will not fall. Then again you lift your one leg. Put the next foot there. Then standing there, bring another step. Then you stand there properly. Every step you have to lift. Then put both the steps together. Stand properly. Then you move to the next. Isn't it? It's called a properly climbing, which means you remain stable, supported, grounded. You will not fall in every step. In the same way, here, Vidyaranya Swami's teaching is like this now. We are taken step by step. Kindergarten lessons doesn't matter, step by step. He does not want us to leap and jump and miss any links in between. He wants us to go to every step and remain firm in every step. Then without falling below or falling somewhere, he asks us to climb onto put our step to the next step. Well, he makes it very clear. He is going to say finally, see how there is existence in the elements, existence in the elementals, existence in the sense powers, in the indriyani, existence in the indriya vishayaha, existence of the golakani, existence of the indriyani, and existence of the karma vishayaha also. A not only sense objects come under the category of elementals, objects of actions, not only objects of perception come under the category of the elementals, objects of actions. What are the objects of actions? Isn't it? So here we say, not only the actions also, the actions where panchakriyaha. And he wants to make it clear, all the karmas, whoever does, all the karmas come under the category of panchakarmaha only, panchakriyaha only. So, uktyadana gamana visarganandakaha panchakriyaha. Panchakriyaha ke, the question is asked, ukti adana gamana visarga anandakaha panchakriyaha. And so he wants his next sentence. He says, krishi vanijya seva adhyaha panchasu antarbhavanti te. Now he says, krishi means agriculture. Why agriculture? Very, very, very important occupation, and without which we cannot have food. Therefore, krishi is mentioned first. Then vanijyam, business. Once you produce, krishi stands for production. Vanijyam stands for then exporting, importing, is it marketing, or what? Vanijyam, the trade. Once you produce, it has to be sold. Therefore, vanijyam comes next. The productions have to be sold. Products have to be sold. Therefore, vanijyam, trade, comes next. Then, seva. Then, make it available for everybody is what? All the products, you know, taken for trade, made available for everybody is what? Seva, service. See, service means don't think only going and doing something for unpaid job is not service. Okay, service means anything, whatever you do, paid or unpaid, if it serves the purpose, if it serves the purpose, it is useful for the people, then it is a seva. Okay, service means, we have many people think service means unpaid job is service. No, seva. Or in English, service means anything and everything we do which serves a purpose, which is useful for the people or anybody else, is called service, seva. So when the krishi, vanijyam, seva, then adhyaha. Adhyaha means etc., which means all types of activities such as. All types of activities such as agriculture, which is stands for production, vanijyam stands for trading, then seva, the service. So everything produced, made available for everybody's enjoyment and benefits, what? Seva, seva adhyaha, etc. All types of activities such as krishi, vanijyam, seva, etc. Panchasu antarbhavanti. They means those activities. Panchasu antarbhavanti. They come within these five types of actions only. Okay? There's no sixth type of action. Any type of, any activity can be brought into the category of five types of actions. Your panchasu antarbhavanti, they come under the category of one of these five types of activities. That is made very clear here. Therefore, why do we say, listen, very interesting thing. Why does Vidyaranya Swami say here, all the activities we perform, such as agriculture, trading, service, etc., come under the category of five types of activities only. Why there's no sixth type of activity? Why can't we claim seventh type of activity, eighth type of activity? Because there are only five powers of organs of actions. Five powers of organs of actions alone are there. Therefore, anything you do must be brought under the category of the five types of activities only. Mostly adhana or gamana. Most of our activities are what now? Of the five, vachanam, adhana, adhanam, gamanam. Ukti, adhana, gamana. Pesho, pesu, tallu, namba. So, most of the time we speak. Our organ of action, organ of speech has lot of activity. Speak. Then, adhana. Because everything you do mostly what now? With your hands. Then, gamana. Gamana means movement. Adhana, gamana, ukti. Ukti, adhana, gamana. The three powers are mostly used. Once you know, then you eat, then the body has extra job of excreting the unwanted. You drink and eat, isn't it? Then excretion has to happen. Therefore, there is a power of organ of what now? The excretory organ. The excretion has to happen. Isn't it? Therefore, panchakriyaha only. So whenever you experience pleasure also is what now? It's a different thing. So here, anyway, panchakriyaha, there is no sixth kriya. Only panchasu antarbhavanti. Every step must become very clear. There is no sixth type of activity. Only five types of activities. After five types of activities, three of them are most, all the time active are these three. Legs, hands and your organ of speech. Three. Therefore, we say that the other excretory organ has a job only once in 5-6 hours. Or maybe once in a day, something like that. Or twice a day. But mostly these three are mostly used action. Therefore, there are totally only five actions. All the activities come under these five. Krishi vanijya sevadhyaha panchasu antarbhavanti. Because there are only five powers of organs of actions. Now he says, these powers are also distinct from the actual. Now hands are physical part and there the power obtaining in the hand is distinct. He is going to say it in the next month, next verse. Vak, pani, pada. If you remember Tattva Bodha, it will be very easy. If you do not remember, it's a very big, mind-boggling, difficult job, okay? Very, very kindergarten lessons only. Even though kindergarten, you have to understand whatever you say is that enjoys existence and existence is Brahman. Therefore, Brahman alone, Paramatma, Parambrahman alone is in the form of your hands, your legs, your organ of speech. That is how many times you have to remember. Whatever is enjoys existence. And in existence enjoyed by everything is what? Brahma, Paramatma. Therefore, Paramatma is the form of everything. That simultaneously you have to remember. Vak, pani, pad. You don't need to go in such a Paramatma anywhere. Already Paramatma is in what form? Elements and the elementals. Elementals means what? Indriyani, Indriya Vishayaha. Now, Indriya Vishayaha, you understood? Indriyani, you have seen. Already Bhagavan is, do you need to go anywhere else? No. Bhagavan is already there in the form of your own Indriyani. Now, what about your activities? Every action you do is Paramatma only. Okay? How do you know? Every action you do is Ishvara. Parambrahma only. That's why Panchakarmani. Why? Because the Pancha Indriyani. Only Pancha Karma Indriyani. Therefore, there are only Pancha Kriyaha. There's no sixth Kriya. So, how many of our hundreds of activities you do also, they come under the category of panchakriyaha only. What are they? They're all Bhagavan. Pancha karmendriyani are Bhagavan, Paramahatma, panchakriyaha. Isn't it? The performed through them also are what? Only Paramatma. We go to the next one now. Vak pani pada payupasthaihi. Vak pani pada. Vak pani pada payupasthaihi. Akshaistat kriya janihi. Vak pani pada payupasthaihi akshaistat kriya janihi mukhadi golakesh mukhadi golakesh vaste tat karmendriya panchakam. Now he's talking about again. Not only jnana indriyani, jnana golakani, jnana indriyas sambandhi golakani, not only jnana indriyani and jnana indriya golakani, but here karmendriyani, karmendriya golakani are also there. These all the activities we do, which come under the category of these fivefold kriyas, five activities, now, are possible because of these five powers of organs of actions, which are also distinct from the physical parts, corresponding physical parts. What are they? Walk. Walk is what? Walk means literally it means a speech, but it is ukti, vachanam is different. Here walk is what? Indriyam, that organ of speech. Vak indriyam, vagindriyam, the power of speech, the power of organ of speech is called vagindriyam, which is different from its golakam. What is the golakam? Mukham is the golakam, isn't it? Where is the organ of speech? You can say mukham. Mukham means what? Mouth. In the mouth, you can say inside, there is a physical part. And physical part, you can see, which is dissectable also. We can operatable also, tonsils and other we can do, but there obtains the subtle power of organ of speech. That is imperceptible, non-dissectable, non-accessible. You can understand the power. So, vagindriyam, then pani. Pani is what? Pani literally means physical hand is called pani. Hastaha panihi we say. The Bhagavan is called Chakrapani, Shankapani, Gadapani, Sharangapani, Dandapani, Gada. No, we have so many Panis, Pinakapani. So Pani is a physical part. But in this physical part, so when we see Bhagavan, the Chakrapani, Shankapani, Gadapani, Pinakapani, Dandapani, then we think of only physical hand. No, here Pani is the subtle power, imperceptible subtle power of action obtaining in the hands, which is distinct from the golakam hands. Kalpani. Similarly, pada indriyam. In the pada also, we see both the feet, pada. Both the feet we see. And they are involved in what? Gamanakriya. So, Pani is involved in Adhanakriya. Pada is involved in Gamanakriya. Vagindam is involved in the Uktikriya. Is it? In actions. But the feet or physical feet are different. So, here there obtain subtle power. See, the subtle power obtaining in the physical feet is different from what? It's called Pada Indriyam is different from the two physical feet. Is it? Padas, two padas. Physical padas are different from the power obtaining in the feet, and which because of which the Gamanakriya is possible. the action of movement, motion is possible. So pada, vagindriyam, panindriyam, padendriyam, now payu indriyam. Payu is also what? So the payu is the power of excretory organ. The power obtaining in the excretory organ is payu. Without that payu, without that power, the excretion is not possible. So similarly, upastham. Upastham is also what? The subtle power because of which any enjoyment of pleasure is possible and also reproduction is possible. Therefore, upastha indriyam. So this is the power obtaining in the reproductory organ. So we have subtle powers obtaining in its corresponding organ action. So karma indriyani, we have physical parts which are also golakani. In those golakas, we have subtle indriyani which are distinct from the golakani. And what are they? Vagindriyam, panindriyam, padendriyam, payu indriyam, upastha indriyam. These are the five subtle karma indriyani, subtle powers, which are imperceptible, which are distinct, different from the physical parts. Like what? Like our legs, hands, etc. What we see physically, they are imperceptible, subtle powers are different from the perceptible hands, legs, you know, the feet, etc. Therefore, he says, vak, pani, pada, payu, upasthaihi, akshaihi. Aksha means what? Subtle power. We understand indriyam. Another word for indriyam is what? Aksham. Aksham. See, akshi is I. Please be careful. Akshi means I. Aksham means subtle power. Indriyam. Sukshma shaktihi. Sukshma shaktihi. Subtle power. Indriyam is also called aksham. Aksham is equal to indriyam. Indriyam is equal to aksham, which means subtle power. We have not only jnana indriyani, jnana akshani, also we have karma akshani, karma indriyani. So he says, vak, pani, pada, payu, upasthaihi, akshaihi, because of the subtle five subtle powers of organs of actions obtaining in their corresponding physical parts called golakams, such as mouth, tattat kriya janihi. Tattat kriya janihi means what? It produces this corresponding action. So correspond. Tattat means corresponding activity, which means the vagindriyam is involved in the action of speaking. Panindriyam is involved in the action of holding. Like that, padindriyam is involved in the action of moving. So in each power is associated with its corresponding action, panchakriyaha. Tattat kriya janihi. Now, mukhadi golakeshu aste. Mukhadi golakam, even mukham is the golakam for vagindriyam. It is where the vagindriyam is here somewhere, isn't it? So we say mukham is the golakam. In that manner, you can say the physical hands are the golakam. There you have the pani indriyam. The feet are the golakam. There you have the pada indriyam. So reproductory organ, excretory organ is what? Golakam. There obtains the payu indriyam. So reproductory organ is there the golakam. There obtains the upastha indriyam. So these indriyani, karmendriyani are distinct, different from the physical parts called golakani. So we have dasha golakani, dasha indriyani. ஓகே, பஞ்ச ஞான இந்திரியாணி ஞான இந்திரிய கோலகாணி, பஞ்ச கர்ம இந்திரியாணி பஞ்ச கர்ம இந்திரிய கோலகாணி வி ஹாவ், அண்ட் தே ஆர் இன்வால்வ் இன் தேர் ஓன் கரஸ்பாண்டிங் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ், விச் மீன்ஸ் ஹேண்ட்ஸ் வில் நாட் பி இன்வால்வ் இன் ஆக்டிவிட்டி ஆஃப் மூவ்மெண்ட், ஒன்லி இன் ஆக்ட் ஆஃப் ஹோல்டிங் ஆதானம். Now he says, Vak Pani Pada Payu Upasthaihi Akshaihi Tat Tat Kriya Janihi. That, okay, Mukhadi Golakeshu Aste Tat Karmendriya Panchakam. Now he makes again the same thing. Tat Karmendriya Panchakam means what? This one set of five powers, one set of five powers of actions, karma in the means powers of actions, where are they located? As they remain, they obtain in their corresponding physical parts called golakani, such as mouth. Okay, so in this verse also, therefore, what does he say now? Anything which enjoys existence, now you can understand, as you are seeing, is also sort of meditation now. Hereafter, you have to learn to be meditative. Now, as I'm talking about the seeing power, you are seeing your own seeing power. As I'm talking about your hearing power, you are with your hearing power. As I'm talking about your power of smelling, you are with your power. As I'm talking about the power of taste, power of touch, now karma indriyani pancha kriyaha, your mind is with what? With definitely with the pancha kriyaha. And pancha kriyaha means what? Definitely ukti adana gamana visarga anandakaha, and you also connect them with their corresponding golakams, feet, no, organ of speech, the feet, and then like every action associated with this corresponding organ also. Therefore, as you are seeing, they're all there. So all of them are there. What are you talking about? They all enjoy existence. They're as a part of the world. Now, whatever is, enjoys what? Only Namarupa. Everything Namarupa. Everything which is experienced, which is understood. No, even though sense powers and powers of organs of actions are not perceptible, not available for objectification, but still they're available for understanding. You understand their existence. What is the proof? They're involved in their corresponding functions. If you understand them, therefore they're all there. And anything is means what? Everything enjoys existence. And anything which enjoys existence is only a nama rupa. Existence is Brahman. Which enjoys existence is Namarupa, and existence is Brahman there. Therefore, everything is Brahman alone, with the given, in the innumerable countless forms and names, is here the of the universe. That's what we are going to analyze later on. Now we are still seeing this verse. Vak Pani Pada Payu Pasthaihi Akshay Stattat கிரியாஜனிஹி முகாதி கோலகேஷ்வாஸ்தே தத் கர்மேந்திரிய பஞ்சகம் மனோதசேந்திரியாத்யக்ஷம் க்ருத் பத்ம கோலகேஸ்தி. Only Vidyayana Swami's book, it is made very clear what is Indriyam, what is its Golakam. Nowhere you can find this. Now he is moving on to the 11th one. You already understood what? Understood elements. Then we understood the element, the properties of the elements. Now we are moved on to the elementals. Of the elementals, I said, elementals are in the form of what? Indriyani and Indriya Vishayaha. Form the elementals. Of the Indriyani, we have understood Dasha Indriyani. What Karma Indriyani, Jnana Indriyani, we have understood. And we also understood how they all have their own corresponding Golakam. And we understood five types of perceptions and five types of activities. We understand all of them. Now we are moving on to the 11th indriyam. What is that? Manaha. Therefore, manodashendriyadhyaksham. Read it now. Manodashendriyadhyaksham Hrit Padma Golake Sthitam Tachantah Karanam Bahyeshu Asvatantryadhinendriyaihi. So here, let me make it very clear first. Manaha dasha indriya adhyaksham. Manaha is a neuter gender word. There is something called mind which is distinct from, different from these 10 subtle powers. Pancha jnana indriyani, pancha karma indriyani. We talked about the 5 sense powers. 5 powers of organs of actions and 5 powers of organs of actions, organs of knowledge and organs of actions, jnanendriyani, karmendriyani, and these 10 powers, you know, can be functional only when they are backed by another indriyam called mind. Therefore, manaha is the president of the 5, these 10 powers. Why? Without it, this cannot function. Dasha indriya adhyaksham manaha. Mind is the boss of the 10 subtle powers. Therefore, adhyaksham. And this mind also is indriyam argolakam. Mind also is non-locatable, imperceptible. Just as indriyam means indriyam is not available for perception. Karmendriyani, jnanendriyani, all of them are not available for perception, but they can be understood through their functions and activities. In the same way here, mind also is another indriyam, which is the chief of all the sense powers, all these 10 powers. Dasha indriya adhyaksham. It is the head of the all the 10 powers. Why? Because without the mind cannot function. This mind also is an indriyam. Mind also is a subtlest power. And for this power, there must be a golakam. Hrit padma golake sthitam. Physical heart is the golakam. Hrit padma means the lotus heart. Why is the lotus heart or what? Well, not only Bhagavan's heart is lotus heart. All our hearts look like what? Lotus bud only. Therefore, all our hearts are what now? Lotus hearts. Hrit padma means lotus heart. Okay? That is a lotus-like heart. Not lotus heart, lotus-like, which looks like a lotus. Not take it seriously, just Hrit Padmam. And Hrit Padmam, the lotus heart, which looks like a lotus, is the Golakam, is the physical part. Physical part means what? Perceptible. Golakam is perceptible. Golakam is what? Objectifiable. Golakam available for dissection. Isn't it? You can cut it and see what it is. Whereas Indriyam is not available. Therefore, Hrit Padma, heart is the Golakam, mind is the Indriyam. You cannot come across the Golakam for mind anywhere else. Heart is the Golakam, mind is the Indriyam. You know now for all the 11 sense powers, 11 powers, totally powers. Indriya, no, 11 of them, you have got what? Corresponding physical parts as golakams. Location, locus. A physical locus is called a golakam. So, hrutka padma golake sthitam. Where is this mind located? Where is this mind? You know, mind comes in contact with the entire body. All the muscles, all the tissues, all the nerves, the whole physical body is in association with the mind through these five sense powers and powers of organs of actions. That's why it's called adhyaksham, the president of the 10 powers. And it obtains in the physical heart. The golakam is called physical heart, and then hrit padma golake sthitam, it remains there. Thereby, what happened? Through the sense powers, this mind also comes in contact with the external world. However far the sense powers can go, reach, so far the mind also can reach through the sense powers. That is why external world is also associated, connected to the mind through the sense powers only. Okay? Therefore, it obtains in the heart, but associated with the whole jagat. Why? Through the powers. Okay. Therefore, manodashendriyadhyaksham hritpadmagolake sthitam. And therefore, it's called what now? Taticha antahkaranam. Antahkarana means an internal organ of knowledge, the internal power of knowledge. Mind is what? Internal power of knowledge. But now, Bahyeshu Aswa, here, Bahyeshu Aswatantradvinendriyehi. So here he says, Bahyeshu means what now? Bahyeshu means external powers. So here our seeing power, hearing power, etc. are called Bahya Indriyani, external powers. And Antak mind is called what now? Internal power of knowledge. Antak Karanam, that Bahya Karanani. And this Bahya Karanas, what now? Aswatantriyat. Why are they called the five subtle powers, the power of seeing power, hearing power, etc.? Why are they called Bahya Karanani? Why the mind is called Antahkaranam? What is the difference? All of them are inside only. Mind is called Antahkaranam. Other powers are called Bahya Karanani because they cannot function independently without the mind. Aswatantriyat. So mind cannot come in contact with the anything else without the sense powers. Sense powers cannot function independently without the mind. Look at what now? Mind is called Antahkaranam. Aswatantriyat vina indriyaihi. The next verse needs a lot of understanding. So here, let me tell you one thing here. Today, what we have complete, let me tell you. Today, we have covered the pancha karmendriyani, pancha jnanendriyani, their golakani, and also understood mind being the indriyam, and manasaha golakam, the golakam, the physical part, the physical locus where the indriyam called mind is the physical heart. Isn't it? For every subtle power, mind is also subtle power. Subtle means imperceptible. Therefore, for it, it cannot exist independently by itself. It needs a locus for it to be functional. That's why when the mind leaves the physical body, it will be non-functional. It can't function. It will be alive, but be non-functional. So for the every power to be functional, it must be in its office room, which is lot of each. But Golakam is like an office room. Sense powers are like the officers. For them to be functional, they need the room. Okay, without that, they'll be alive, but they cannot be functional. Therefore, each power has its own Golakam, and then until now we have come. So we will read the 12th verse also again in the next class. Okay. We need to we'll stop with the 11th verse. The 12th verse introduced, but we'll do it in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om. So you may think why I've repeated so many times again, 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 purposely. Because even if you have not studied Panchadashi properly, at least it must become very clear now. That is why I told you, here it's a sort of climbing onto the mountain, and that in the 5-floor building, without any lift, you have to go step by step and see you stand properly, well placed there, then you can move on further. So why? This is the only textbook where all the Indriyani, Golakani are made very, very clear. And all the actions are all made very clear. Mm-hmm. So he will take us to the next step. We'll see next class. Om.